Glenn.
Hi.
Hey, Till.
Hi, who's there? Glenn.
And Ira.
Hi. Yes, I hope you have seen my email.
Yes.
That I've posted the application for the Google Summer of Code, so that you can all have a look at it.
Oh, I just read your mail note that came through.
Yes.
Which had the whole application appended to it.
Yes, that's true.
I didn't read the whole application, but we can spend some time on it. I have a very hard stop at the hour, preferably at quarter to the hour, because I have commitments to be playing music at 8:30, so elsewhere. So, for what it's worth. And do you want me to try and take notes, Till?
Yes, this would be great.
Okay, I can help speed things along. Till, I read it. It sounds very good. I have a couple corrections for you to do.
Yes, yes. So probably it's mainly what I've written last year, and so perhaps there are some updates needed.
Mostly just English and typos.
Ah, yes, yes.
Okay, so if you go to the paragraph labeled, we selected the principal editors and developers.
Yes, let me go to there.
And then the next sentence starts out, very important.
We selected the principal editors, developers, yes.
So the next sentence should be reworded slightly just for a little better English to say, it is very important that the mentors
is very
important that
the mentors.
And then the rest of the sentence is okay.
Yes.
On the skip the next one-line paragraph and go to the next big paragraph. It starts with yes.
Yeah. The one-line paragraph is the question, which is written.
Oh, okay. The paragraph below that says, has a sentence that starts with a number 7.
Yes.
That's not allowed, so you have to spell it out.
I'm searching. Yeah, 7 of 8 students.
Okay, and I'm confused about this whole discussion. It says we had 8 slots occupied by 5 students, and then it later says
for open point.
Oh, I see. And 3 for the kernel. Oh, okay. Okay. Now the next sentence after that says the Google Summer of Code especially helped us to for the. That doesn't make sense. So what is this supposed to say? This Google Summer of Code especially helped us.
Then it says out of the Google Summer of Code.
So it should say the Google Summer of Code especially helped us with the Common Print Dialogue.
Helped us what?
So take out the word 2-4.
Us helped us for the Common Printing Dialogue.
Helped us with.
With the Common Printing Dialogue.
The last one, down where you have the licenses.
Yes.
Jay Tappy is MIT. It is EPL.
Yes. The licenses in the form. There you can choose only one license, and I asked on the Google Summer of Code IRC. Well, Leslie Hawthorne, who is the manager of all the open source initiative of Google, helped me on my questions, and she told me that where we have so many different licenses for our projects and one can only choose one, to to choose there the GPL, because this is the most used license for the most pieces.
No, I'm okay. Till?
Yes.
Go ahead, continue.
Hello?
Continue.
Yes. To choose where the GPL and to tell at another place, and I've done it because I didn't find any better place, in the end of the description, that our software is published under different OSI approved licenses, as all free software published under different OSI approved licenses, and that I put in the project ideas page what license each project is.
Okay. I'm okay with the fact that the Linux Foundation and the Open Printing's general license is GPL, but on where it says JTAPI?
Yes. And in the JTAPI entry on the ideas list, I've repeated the last year's ones because we didn't find students for them.
Right, but the license is GPL.
I have added, there was already entered license, code license MIT. And And on all the others which I have entered as new projects, I have also entered the license of each project.
But the license is actually CPL.
It has changed. Was it not all...
It was always CPL, not GPL, what? C.
C as in common.
So the JTAPI has changed license. With
it never was GPL. It has always been CPL.
No, it never was MIT.
Why is there written MIT in the ideas page then?
It never was MIT. It was always CPL.
Yes. So someone has, Glenn, I think you have written this, but I can correct it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have made that kind of mistake.
This may have been true somewhere in a
type,
in the actual license in the code, it's CPL.
So it's CPL. For what does CPL stand?
The Common Public License.
And it is quite close to MIT.
It's just a derivative of MIT.
Yeah.
That protects patents. Who is that?
Hi, this is Alan Clark from Novell.
You have to speak up. We can't hear you. I can't.
Okay, I'll try again. This is Alan Clark from Novell.
Okay. Name again?
Your name again?
Alan Clark.
Alan, okay.
Clark.
There we go. We can hear you better now.
Sorry, I got a bad connection.
Carry on.
Novell, okay. Okay, as far as I know, Till, that's the only corrections that need to be made.
Yes. Now the ideas page is corrected. The two JTAPI suggestions are with code license CPL now.
And say those letters really careful.
What?
Say that license letters very carefully.
CPL.
C, okay.
C as in
the
time.
Third letter of the alphabet and then
yeah.
PL.
Yep. Clear across the world, I want to make sure. Okay, I'm done with that.
Now you can also simply click on the ideas page and click on reload, and then you will see it.
Okay, so I think that handles the application issue. I think it's very good, Till.
Yes. So then the licenses is okay. All the descriptive text below you will not see in the application as there's no space for it. So the URL of the ideas page is clear. Another thing is, what one could do is, but it is optional, to make an application template. This is a set of questions which one wants to ask every applying student.
Okay.
Yes, and this rest of the application is what is the plan for disappearing contributors, and so this is the, these questions already appeared last year, and I have entered the same answers. And one important step is, but we do not need to complete it before the deadline, is to determine a backup administrator. This is only for the case if for some reason I cannot, I'm not available for a certain time.
And, well, you, and don't if, sleep, if, you don't take
if administrator's privileges are needed, that someone can go on with something. For example, if I get sick or something like that. And this administrator, he needs to have a Google account, so to have not a person only being this backup administrator, it could, for example, be one of the mentors.
So I mean, I have a Google account.
Probably mentor, he should preferably do this job.
Well, if I get a student, I'll do it, Till.
Yes, yes.
I don't think, Kyra, yes.
If one looks on the ideas page, most of the area of the page is now filled up by your subjects. So if a student goes around on the page, I hope that he will take your subject. But I cannot guarantee, because probably most students will look into all suggested subjects and then decide which one they pick.
I haven't seen any mail notes from students yet. So.
Yes, I have already gotten a suggestion from a student what he wants to do, and one of the subjects is this suggestion. And so this will be most probably occupied by that student.
What is it in a nutshell?
It is the web application for administrating the... website.
Right. That's
and
an important.
So this student is probably mostly experienced with a web application.
That's not a new one, though.
It's done before.
Who is there?
Okay, Uwe Bermeyer survived. Hello.
Hi. Yes, Kai Uwe Bermann, most of you probably do not know. He is a color management expert.
So I have this is where I had a question, is what is this administrator? Is there just one, or is there one per project?
It's the following. There is one organization administrator per organization.
In this case, Linux.
The organization administrator can assign administrator rights to other people who are mentors. So they do not need to have a student assigned. If someone has applied for a mentorship and is accepted by the organization administrator, or the organization administrator has invited him to be a mentor, this is all okay. Then the administration administrator can also make him an administrator. And so the administrator can easily define the backup administrator as soon as the first mentor is registered, without needing to wait for students' applications and for students being assigned to the mentor. And later on, he can also remove administrator rights and reassign administrator rights. So if someone of you steps up as the backup administrator, this state can be changed later. For example, if you want to step back from this position. For example, if you finally do not get a student.
Well, as I said, I'll volunteer now if I get a student.
Yes, but I don't know. Perhaps if you keep your backup administrator state up to and do not have a student and keep your administrator state up to until the end of the Google Summer of Code. It can be that they also send a T-shirt to you.
Okay, I'll keep it. But Till, I'm not
sure. I don't know whether Jeff Lekia got a T-shirt because he was last year the backup administrator and he did not get a student.
But Till, you don't sleep, you don't get sick, and you don't take vacation. I'm not worried.
No, it's not that. Yes, we all need to get this application through so that we make again...
Anyway, it's okay with me, Till. If it's okay with you, it's okay with me.
Many students not having their summer vacation and not having any chance to sleep for 3 months.
Okay.
Yes, and everyone who wants to do the mentoring, preferably also the ones which I have already listed in the ideas list, they should have a Google account, and they should go to the Google Summer of Code page, and this is reachable by clicking the 2009 in the ideas list, in the first line of the text of the ideas list, and there sign up to get a profile, and then they should tell me their link ID. And with this link ID, I can make people a mentor. As soon as the Linux Foundation is accepted as a mentoring organization, you will not be made a mentor before.
Yeah, I've signed up, but I don't think there was anything about the mentoring thing. So.
Yes. For up to now, if you're on that page, the only option is that one can apply as a mentoring organization, because the timeline does not foresee another procedure for now.
How many applications were last year applied to the Linux Foundation?
We got 48 student applications. But unfortunately, more or less half one could throw away immediately because they didn't contain much useful information.
Mm.
And we got 8 student slots.
8 student slots, okay. Mm.
Yes. And I think the number of student slots depends once on the number of applications and also on the number of project ideas. So it's also very important for all the work groups of the Linux Foundation to post project ideas.
Mm.
And also having many project ideas helps to get the best chances to get accepted as a mentoring organization.
Well, I have from the OpenICC group one proposal which covers a backend for Uranus for printer configuration.
Yes.
And this would also dig into CUPS to enable the CUPS ICC profile.
Yes. One good thing is OpenICC applying as a mentoring organization?
Yes, I think we will do again. But we have plenty
and
of
one
other
thing
stuff.
Which you can do as a backup to higher the chances to get the project through is to also post it under open printing at the Linux Foundation, and if you do not come through, or if we do not come through, if at least one of us comes through, you can mentor this project.
Well, yes, this is one aspect. I think also that it open printing there might be at the Linux Foundation there might be. More input to by the mentors.
Yes. The Linux Foundation is also a more known organization, and open printing too.
Okay.
So that if you post it on our lists, perhaps more people will read it. And perhaps you can keep it posted even if Open ICC gets in as a mentoring organization.
Yeah.
Then we can later on decide under us which organization will be the one mentoring this project, especially if we would have any problems with the number of slots. For example, that you have very many different projects and want to use your slots perhaps for other things too, and then we perhaps have some slot more, or the other way around, then you can hire the chances that this project will be done.
Yes, we might get two slots only. So we will be happy to have something out there too. So many thanks to you to take it.
Yes, so you can you should perhaps post it under both. Another thing is there are many mentoring organizations, many applications of mentoring organizations. Perhaps the Google people will even do not see that this project is posted on two organizations. And so we have both more project ideas on our list, and so we have both more chances to get in as a mentoring organization.
Okay.
Is OpenICC applying for the first time?
No, it's the third time.
Ah, yes. So you have already experience with the Google Summer of Code.
Yes, I think so.
And you have probably got already some stuff together via the Google Summer of Code.
Well, we did not fill in the web application, but from our ideas page, I will renew in the next days, and I think we have plenty of ideas.
So this would be great, and color management will also be a big subject on the printing summit. And there are already some experts coming.
Yes. Is Hauf van Engel?
Yes, he will come. Yes, already registered. He was the first one who registered for the Open Printing Summit.
That's nice. Good to hear.
So Phil, is the pool of students already complete, or is that something yet to come? And is it up to us to try to recruit the right kind of students to participate in these projects?
What do you mean? One thing is, for students who want to participate for open printing, there are already two. One I mentioned already. And also the Sapanka set, who did the web application last year, he wants to participate as a student too. And so perhaps we will add another project idea for him also. But the other projects, for example, the Common Printing Dialogue stuff and the JT API is still completely open. If someone finds students for it before the student application period starts, it would be great.
How about for the LSB? Was there a student matchup for that already?
Yes. For the LSB, there's also a suggestion for a subject. And I have given a reminder to post project ideas on the IRC of the LSB, and they suggested to make the OpenJDK LSB compliant as a Google Summer of Code project.
Right, I was
and they
watching
will post
the IRC.
It on the list this week.
Right. I was watching the IRC on that. My question was, one is if you had a student matched up for that already, or if that's somebody we would need to be looking for.
They didn't talk about that they have already a student. They only suggested this.
All right.
this last year there were several kernel projects, and this year it seems that there's not really interest on the kernel side for suggesting projects. I've posted on the kernel channel of Freenode in the IRC, which seems to be a kernel developer channel, but no one has given any comment to my posting. But the traffic seems to be very low. Perhaps it's not the principal kernel developer IRC place. If someone knows where should be the best place to post that one can motivate people to post kernel project ideas, this would be great. I've also sent several emails to the people who mentored for the kernel last year, and also to Linus Torvalds, and I didn't get any answer.
Did you ask James Bottomley? He's the chair for the TAB.
Chair for what?
The TAB. He's on the board. Did you ask James?
No. Perhaps, can you send me an email with the exact email address?
Sure. You know James Bottomley, don't you?
Yes, but I think I didn't ever send email to him.
Okay. I will send you his email address.
Thanks. Yes. Anything else about the Google Summer of Code? I got an email from Toratani-san. He tells, sorry, but due to conflict to another internal meeting again, I won't be able to attend the meeting. But it seems for the tomorrow's meeting, not for today, but today he's also not attending.
So I don't think we can talk about OP Japan status because we don't have...
Yes, it seems so, because now half of the meeting is over and no one from the Japanese is called in. And there's also no report or anything from the Japanese in my email.
That's what I meant. The last 2 months I haven't seen any report from OP Japan. I'll send a private email to Toratani-san asking.
Yes. To get us informed about what they are doing.
Yeah, right, which would be a good thing for us to know about before next month's meeting.
Yes.
Do we want to look...
I also have some news about the printing summit, about who will come and who will not come, as we now... I think the only agenda item is the printing summit.
I think so, yeah.
Yes, one thing is, good news is that Rico is sponsoring the participation of Lars Übernickel, the guy who did a lot of work on the Common Printing Dialogue and also on Fumetic 4. And Epson is sponsored. sponsoring the travel for Peter Sikkin, designer of the printing dialogue from Open Usability. And the bad news is that HP has cut all the travel funds, and so no one from HP will participate in this year's printing summit in person.
What? They only have to travel from... Oh, I guess there's nobody local, right?
No, no, there's no one in the Bay Area. HP is not in the Bay Area.
Yeah, they are, but not the
flight to get to the summit from Vancouver.
Yeah, Portland or Vancouver. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes. And so from HP, no one will participate in person. So probably the printing summit, most people of the printing summit will be from the Bay Area, because they do not need to hassle with traveling and to try to get to raise funds for traveling. And the two persons from the community I mentioned and me. So it will not get a big printing summit this year.
Till, did you query HP people whether they can attend teleconferences?
Yes, I've told them, and this they can do.
Okay, because I think we should perhaps place some emphasis on that. Quite a few standards bodies this year are holding every other meeting or whatever via teleconference instead of face-to-face because of travel problems.
Yes. It looks like that soon several hotels and airlines will go bust.
Maybe not.
Well, in Europe, they want to start charging you on the airplane to use the bathroom, so...
Oh, this I didn't know yet. I don't.
Is this really true, Glenn?
If you take a low-cost company that you have to pay for the food, but for the bathroom...
Yeah, it's an actual proposal by the economy airline in Europe.
Oh, that's terrible.
I did.
And it would be a dollar and a half to go, probably in change.
But how do you get change? This is a...
I don't ask me that, okay?
Maybe there's a change machine.
I gotta pay for luggage now. Now I have to pay to go, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, this is also in some low cost airlines. You also have to pay if you want to check in a bag.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, United, American, I'll require it now.
United. I thought this is not a low cost airline.
No, all the U.S. airlines, at least in the U.S., are charging for every single bag. The current baggage allowance is zero.
Oh.
Yeah. 15 to 20 bucks.
How much do we have to pay per bag?
15 to 20 bucks for the first bag. I think it's about 50 bucks for the next bag and 25 more. And then after that, it's $100 for the fourth and subsequent bags.
Yes.
And they lowered the weight limit down to 50 pounds.
And that's one way. You got to do this coming back. It is quite easy to take an intermediate length decent flight and pay more for your baggage coming and going than you paid for the flight.
Yes. And with restrictions on hand baggage, you often have to check in a bag.
Right. You often have to check the bags. So do we have other topics here for Open Printing Summit?
Yes.
I think we have pretty much the agenda. Till, I wanted to ask you, did you ever get replies from any of those other working groups to the query about when we could have a joint meeting?
No.
So
we don't have...
That's still open.
So we don't have schedules yet.
Not for that part, because we can't schedule around those.
Yeah, I guess so, right.
Posting on the driver backports mailing, I don't know, was it on the LSB mailing list, that they start now to find out how they schedule their meetings.
You might want to poke them again with email, okay?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because we kind of want to be getting pretty solid the open printing.
Should we start to encourage people to make time to put it out.
Well, a lot of people are going to be calling in, Till, so it's going to be, you know, important.
Yes, yes.
I expect that a dozen people will call in if we advertise it early and frequently enough. At least.
Yes, now it's 1 month before. Now we should quickly get together, get the stuff sorted into the hours, and then advertise for the possibility to call in again. Yes, one thing is the LSB group. They will meet on a Friday. I must look now where the driver backports and the desktop architects will meet. I'm looking now into the schedules, whether something has changed there. On the Wednesday, we don't have any joint meetings. There's none of the other groups meeting. On the Thursday, there we have at first the desktop group. There we have desktop. Where are the 9 to 12? And
instead of trying to do it real time, so why don't we do it offline?
What?
Yeah. Why don't we do that offline?
Offline on this.
Yes, yes, perhaps I try to put together a schedule, and when I've done so. And tomorrow we have another meeting about the
schedule.
The Open Printing Summit, so we can tomorrow talk about putting the stuff into ours.
If we could possibly wrap up, I would be really happy. If not, I'm going to leave you in about 5 minutes, Joe.
The driver backports I found also now, they are also on Friday. The LSB and the driver backports, we will meet on Friday.
Okay, I'm putting that down.
Yes. And the desktop, I have seen something of them on Thursday. Perhaps we can schedule with them somehow on Thursday.
Okay. I'm going to get off here. Till, I won't get these minutes out yet tonight, but I will get brief minutes, not very good. I'll send the usual link to where you will post their recording, and when you post it there, if you follow the same naming, it'll be there.
Yes, yes. The recording will post it at the usual place. And so tomorrow, during the day of tomorrow, there will come two emails, one of the recording and one of your minutes.
Okay. I'll wait to send the minutes till I see that. I have three other teleconferences tomorrow and three on Thursday, so I have just a horrible week for getting anything useful done. But I expect to be with you tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to leave. If you guys want to go on talking, go on talking. It's not in my minutes. Glenn, take
over. Yes, then, Ira, if you have time, you can meet us also tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm planning on it. I have a teleconference that's going to go right up to the time.
Yes,
I will
yes.
try for it not to
yes,
go
yes.
over.
I've moved it for you. Remember that.
Yeah, I know. You moved it to 1 hour later. But nonetheless, I have yet another teleconference that collides
yes, yes.
with it as a one-time.
Yes, I've moved it first away from the Thursday. So your work is mainly teleconference.
Because I have so many public standards Monday and Thursday, my boss at Samsung and my other client and everyone else wants to do a Tuesday one.
yes.
So is there anything else we need to talk about today, Till, or just wait till tomorrow?
I think I will have a last look into the agenda to assure that we did not forget anything.
Okay, and then send a link to remind us with the agenda so I don't have to go dig for it again.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you all. Thank you for coming, Alan and Kai.
So, Open Printing Summit,
goodbye.
We have talked about, GooCode we have talked about, and Japan did not work out. So everything is okay. We have talked about everything. If no one of you has anything he wants to talk about with me now, then we can finish it.
Yeah, it's late here in Europe.
Yes, yes. It's now midnight and 43, a quarter to one.
Okay, thanks, Till. And goodbye.
Goodbye, and hear you all tomorrow.
Bye-bye, Till.
Bye.